Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary. Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Friends.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesca, also known as K-Friend. Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone.
Let's start the show. I'm in the zone. Just keep us satisfied through the weekend. You like 9 to 5, I'm the weekend. Make a loser mind. You take Wednesday, Thursday, then just send her my way. Think I got it covered for the weekend.
Much like the artist that sang in the lounge this week, that was short and sweet. Okay? That was Miguel, all right?
Dustin
that was Miguel
Ross.
Covering Scissors the Weekend. Okay?
He is so good at covers.
Yes.
He's good at everything. I wonder if he's good under the covers.
I'm sure.
Miguel is good at covers.
Makes
he's good.
Every song his own, and it's just so dope. I low key want to hear an EP of his favorite songs, just him covering it.
Just to hear
I
him
would
fuck
die.
Them up.
Just hear it.
Let's do it. We want a tour of covers, Miguel.
Okay.
And we want you to close the show with Kiss It Better because you owe us. And you're gonna pay us like you owe us. You owe us that. You promised that to us. But that was Miguel in the karaoke lounge this week singing Scissors of the Weekend, which is a song about grown people making decisions and choices. Am I lying?
Never that.
Okay, Scissor was basically saying, you know what I mean? Let's do shifts. It's about time, literal time management. Okay. And I think it's admirable and very mature in perspective. So shout out to them. Because, you know, Miguel just got divorced.
I know.
Ooh.
Crazy time.
Okay.
Crazy time.
So sound like somebody said it's going to be a split shift. And with
got
that being said.
Just the weekend then, huh?
That's right. 365 days a year. And now let's not even talk about the nights if he's single now. Because, you know, Miguel strikes me as the type. I don't know about y'all, but Miguel strikes me as the type to do what he want to do.
I mean.
Okay. Miguel put them boots on. He will put them boots on. Okay. And put on some little long jeans and
not
a shirt and go out
little,
on the town with some glasses.
It's a little long for me.
Put some boots on them, little long jeans and a button-down shirt, some jewelry and shit. And Miguel will go get him a piece of the action. So I know that he's going to enjoy his newfound freedom, as he should. You know, I am a huge, y'all know Miguel is one of my favorite artists on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know I love Miguel.
Yeah,
have attended his concerts alone.
Super
so
talented.
This is a thing for me, you know. And I just wanted him to be a part of the Friend Zone Karaoke Lounge this week. So everybody give it up for Miguel.
He's so dope.
That's right.
That made my day.
Yes.
For sure. You know what? It made my weekend. Now, with that being said, welcome to the Friend Zone, your weekendly look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene, because who wants a musty brain? I know Miguel don't, because you see he got divorced. Hey, Fran. Hey, Asante. How y'all doing?
I'm doing good. You know what this remind me of real quick? I don't know if y'all watched the Terrell Grice 1 Million show. Shout out to Terrell Grice, first of all. He's an incredible YouTuber who does these really dope videos with artists that we love. And they get to sing
giving
their hearts
flowers,
out. Giving them their
games.
Flowers. Artists that we really love, like from all eras of music. And I think that's the best part because he shows them the same reverence. But he just hit 1 million subscribers. Congratulations, first of all.
Yes.
And he
huge
had an incredibly...
milestone.
Produced show for it that literally looked like TV. Like I was like, who is his team? I need to know. But he did an incredible job, and every artist that performed did a cover, you know, and like a mashup of some sort with a song of their own, and then a song that I think he picked for them, which is even cooler. And it was awesome. He had Alex Isley, PJ Morton. I mean, Avery. Mm-hmm. Y'all know how I feel about Avery. So just a lot of incredible artists that really killed it. I got put on to a couple artists. So just, I love that. I love when artists can kill a cover and really make it their own. So I see Miguel kind of in that world too. So that'd be cool if we got more of that. But shout out to all of those people. Asante, you said that you had a Black business for us this week.
That is correct. It is the holiday season, so I decided to give the gift of Black gifts. The website that I'm highlighting is black-gifts.com. It's African American expressions. If you are looking for those special presents, whether you're playing White Elephant at work or you're just looking to update, you know, your graphic tees and your empowerment collection, they have holiday cards. They've got journals. They've got a Maya Angelou collection. They really celebrate Black history. It's African American expressions. Y'all remember them, like the mahogany cards back in the day? Like, you had to look for the mahogany.
Yes. Are those not a thing anymore?
No, they better be.
Oh, okay.
They definitely have new riders, though, because back in the day, them cards used to be like, girl, you don't need them. And it'd be a picture of a woman with like a coffee mug on the card. They got, so they definitely got new.
They got a new team. Dustin is rolling his neck.
They got a new team. Y'all know the mahogany cards used to be Tyler Perry lines. Y'all already know it.
Listen, honestly, I don't know if it was like a feeder system of the people working from them books, like them young adult, them teen books we used to read back in the day, or rather adult books that we thought was teen reading. Anyway, black-gifts.com, they've got amazing gifts, whether it's card holders, luggage tag sets, face masks, jewelry, like they have a little bit of everything. So if you're looking for that perfect gift for that picky someone, African American expressions, they've got it for you. So that's black-gifts.com. Happy holidays, spending it with Black people, giving out that Black dollar.
I love it. When you said Black Dash, I thought it was going to be about some of Kris Jenner grandkids. You know, she got a bunch of Black
grandchildren. Black-gifts.com.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Let's jump.
Understood.
Let's jump into the recap.
Capiche.
Last week's episode titled Nami Graminated. It was a shoot the shit episode. There was no hot button. There were no segments. Just whatever wanted to come up. And as always, a lot came up. And those of you listening had a lot to say. Who stood out to you, Asante?
Well, as per usual, I was there in them SoundCloud. Excuse me. I am so sorry, SoundCloud. I have neglected y'all for so long.
Sure,
I've been
in
Patreon streets. I really have. I am so sorry. It's just that, you know, I'd be on the Patreon, you know, looking up the content, updating the content. So let me get a comment off the Patreon right quick. I want to just go on ahead and shout out Chelsea Nicole. She said, hey, y'all, Billy the Goat actually passed away. I remember seeing the owner on Instagram absolutely distraught about it. RIP to a real one. There's just so many icons, so many cultural things that we all like grew up seeing. So to lose some of these pieces, it's almost like, are we walking into a new world? Anyway, shout out to you, Chelsea. Shout out to you, Dustin, for sharing that last week. I just thought that was crazy because there are just so many random things that are going on. And it just feels like landmarks and pillars and sometimes they're time checks. And I don't know why Billy the Goat was one for me. I just thought, oh. Fran, what about you? What did you find out there?
Yes, Asante. Actually, I want to apologize because people were bringing up the fact that Bobby Brown was at the performance. And because he was a little more subdued, apparently that's probably why I didn't catch it, which is sad because he was absolutely there and he had on a red outfit. So I don't know how on earth I missed that, but Bobby.
A little more subdued, aka Bobby didn't got old. That's what that
no,
means.
No, Bobby didn't got was old. Chilling.
He ain't
okay.
Moving like he used to.
Stop it.
He was sitting his ass down. No, Bobby didn't got old. Shit, I'm 50 motherfucking years old. 57 motherfucking years old. Shit, I ain't doing all that jumping and hollering and shit. Ain't no humping. Ain't nobody jumping around, motherfucker. I ain't doing all that. That's what Bobby Brown did.
But I wanted to make sure to give him his flowers because, you know, Bobby is an icon and we noticed you. I'm just old and missing shit. Okay, so Shayla Hampton.
Think he snatched the bouquet after that, friend? You might have gave him the flowers, but did he snatch the bouquet, friend? That's what we want to know.
Shayla Hampton. On Patreon,
I knew you was
said
pick that one, friend.
You knew I was gonna pick it. She said, "That's why I was love." Thank you for letting me have it too, because I was like, I know Asante gonna pick my comment. She said, I love the diversity of this show. You guys are literally changing people's lives, providing access to the type of information you're giving us, and for free, might I add. Asante was right on time with last week's episode on the metaverse, and this week, diving into crypto and NFTs. Like Fran said, it may not be for everybody, but for some people, you're helping break generational curses of poverty and helping to create generational wealth. It's me. I'm some people. That's what she wrote. And hello. I'm so thankful. Thankful for you guys. I cannot wait for next week's episode. My husband said he's gonna tune in and listen with me. I have a feeling this will be life-changing. Thank you guys again. We love to hear it. We love when y'all are excited about the episodes. And y'all know when Asante gets in his tech bag, I know sometimes he will be like, I don't know what's going on, but then a couple months later, you'll be like, oh, okay, this is what they were talking about on the show. Or
again,
years later.
Always early, never late.
Okay.
You know, thank you for that, friend. And Shayla, I just have to correct you and say I was not right on time. Unfortunately, I am late.
We're always on time.
I mean, on time, but I just feel late. And so that's why I just felt like, you know, what was on time for you, I'm glad it was on time, because I want us to all catch up can be ahead. Okay. So shout out to all of y'all. Shout out to us too.
And that's why this is the perfect segue, because today's guest, Latasha, welcome to the friend zone.
I'm so excited. You guys don't know. I'm a big fan of this podcast. And so to be here means a lot to me. And I'm so excited to share my story with you guys for sure.
We're so thankful.
Thank you. I'm excited for you to share your story and for you to put the people on and spread the gospel.
Let's go.
And do the whole damn thing. I am like so excited.
Right. So let's set up the episode first. So the guest we have today, Latasha, is an incredible artist, an incredible songwriter. She has been a trailblazer in the NFT space. I know you're headed to Art Basel this week with your company, which is Zora, right? Uh-huh. If I hope I'm saying that properly. And you are really putting people on, especially our community, on how to integrate this tech and the metaverse and just the digital world into whatever it is that they're passionate about. I actually connected with Latasha because I sent out a tweet a couple of months back. Really, it was earlier in the year, but I got caught up with my move. And I asked people, who do y'all think I can have on the friend zone that can really school us and educate our community on what's happening in the NFT space? And literally, it was like unanimously, I mean, everybody started tagging her. And I was like, okay, I mean, as clear as day. And then you jumped in because everyone was tagging you and you were like, what's up? Like, you let me know I'm there, and we connected via email. You know, obviously you're very busy because shit's popping off for you. So we were trying to get everything right. And it's kind of beautiful in a way that you're like one of our last episodes of the year.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah. With the cherry on top.
Like literally the grand cherry closing on top. And it just shows, you know, how serendipitous I feel all of this really is, because you just popped in. We're able to catch you, especially putting people onto this information before the turn of the year, you know, because everything's about to change. It's moving so quickly. We've seen the NFT space, the crypto space. We actually had an episode about crypto back in 2017 with our friend Zion, who goes by Black Noise 06. I don't know. I'm sure you know
Zion.
Him.
That's the
of course. See, yes. Zion blessed us. Like I had gotten into crypto super heavy around that time, and he was really helping me like understand how to use it and what to do with it, and just like even being in the exchanges and trading. And so I brought him on like, well, you got to help me explain this in a way that's palatable to our community, you know, because I know there was a lot of fear. It's a volatile currency. There's not a lot of information on the use case for it. So people were kind of like, eh, you know, that's some kind of hoaxy, weird internet shit like Forex.
That's all right. That's all right.
It's understandable because, I mean, when you read back on money, people felt the same way about credit cards. Exactly. People felt the same way about the dollar before it was notes. So there's a comfort that has to come over time. And that's why I think having someone like you on the show, who is not only trailblazing, but on Twitter, when I follow you, you're constantly bringing in the community into everything that you're doing. So with that being said, so people gain the understanding of what we're doing here today, please introduce yourself to those who might be unfamiliar with you, your work, your brand.
Absolutely. Thank you for that beautiful intro, by the way.
Of course.
That
was
a beautiful, gorgeous,
mental line.
I wrote every word of it.
Yeah. What's up, world? I'm Latasha. I am a singer-songwriter, rapper, producer, and I am also an artist community lead at my company. Well, not my company, but the company I work for, Zora. It's kind of my company too. It's my family. my family, and I absolutely adore Zora. Started, you know, music in 2011, like a lot of folk, and came in rapping. It was like hip hop strong. And, you know, there's not a lot of women in hip hop. You know, that's the story, right? And I came in during the time that Nicki Minaj was like the only women rapper in the game. So everybody hated on me for a long time because of that.
And it was all good. For one, right?
Yeah, it was only space for one, right? But no beef. I love Nicki Minaj and I think she's incredible and very important to like the culture. But my game and my vision and walk was like, I wanted to stay independent. I always believed that independence was my route. I'm a Brooklyn girl. I'm from Flatbush.
You know,
Jay-Z is like the core of all Brooklyn peeps. So, you know, he's always like, keep your masters, keep your independence, keep that.
Right.
So I always channeled that energy, but it was hard. I mean, I went through a lot of trials. I was homeless. I, you know, lost friends. I lost family in the time. And it was a heavy walk to do. And in 2015, a woman came to my life and she fell in love with some of my music. And then she bestowed me $10,000. Sorry.
What?
Yeah, she bestowed me $10,000 to like leave my 9-to-5. I was working at a scary bank at the time that I was also doing music. And she was like, leave your 9-to-5 and do this music shit full time. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to do this thing. And it was hard. It was very tough. Yeah. But I built content. I built my music with my crew, Lighthouse, shout out to Jamel, Angel T. And we just built content because we believed that was what, you know, we were going into, just content building. And then we moved to LA and the pandemic hit. And we were like, oh my God. nobody knew what we were going to do. I mean, I was grateful that I had songs like Buzzing on Netflix and, you know, Sync and TV. So things were like, I was getting my bills paid, but that was it. Right. And then one day my partner, Ja, came to the room and was like, babe, I'm selling my art online. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, I'm selling my art for NFTs. And I was like, what is NFTs? And I was like,
I feel like we all had this combo.
We all had this, right? A super speculative. I didn't believe it. I was all worried about copyright. I was worried about all the things. Mm-hmm. So I started digging and I started watching how he was moving in the space. And it was like, I saw his whole life start lighting up too. That was like another thing. Like he was paying, like before that, he didn't really have like a means of paying his bills because his last gig was finished after the pandemic. And he was like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Right.
And so, you know, he started seeing his whole life light up. And he sold his first piece and then his second and his third. And I was like, all right, what's going on? So I started looking into it. And then I saw that there were a few musicians in the space. Shout out to Connie Digital, Sursu, and Van Digital. And they were pushing NFTs. And I was like, all right, maybe there's a space for this. So I was like, I'm going to come in a little different, though. I wanted to push visual and music. And so I pushed my first music video in February on Zora. And at the time, I didn't even know Zora. I just loved the platform and they loved me. They like paid for my first NFT to go up. And I was like, oh my God, I'm doing this thing. And then my piece went up and it sold in 3 minutes. And I literally screamed. And it wasn't for a big amount of money at the time. It was like $1,000, but I was like, oh snap. Like I was like,
I mean, exactly, right?
I mean, you'll get to know that the NFT space, the money is crazy. So like, you're like, you know, other people will be like $1,000, nothing. But for us, $1,000, man, yeah, I'm paying my rent.
More than I had before.
Exactly. I'm grateful. Mm-hmm. So I kept moving in the space. And since then, I became the first woman rapper in blockchain. I also am the first to push, the first to push a music video into NFT. And I've also become artist community lead at Zora. And now I have, now I have a music video up for $5 million on the blockchain in the secondary market. So
you didn't make $5 million off
NFT? I didn't make the $5 million yet.
She will.
But it's on sale right now for $5 million.
Because that's the thing with the NFT. But that's what I think the NFT space really shows you how limited thinking we are on this space where like you'd be like, why would somebody pay that? But then I've seen people pay $30,000 for one of your pieces and it was nothing to them. Like it was like a couple Ethereums and they paid it. And now you guys have this collaborative art piece that is yours and theirs and no one else has it. And I think that's what I want to kind of tap into what NFTs are too before someone's like, wait, hold on. Like, what does that even mean? You know, it's a non-fungible token, but it's also like a piece of art that is yours. And the only you're the only person who has it, who has access to it. So how does it work? Can you break it down a little bit?
Yeah. So NFTs, like you said, is a non-fungible token. So what that basically means, it's a box that you could put anything inside of this box. You could put art in it. You could put music in it. You could put a car in it. You could put a sock in it. You could put literally anything.
A podcast. I mean,
a podcast.
Put a sock in it.
Yep.
You could put a whole podcast in it. You could put anything you could imagine in it. And I mean, anything from digital to physical as well. And we'll talk about how the physical works after. So basically, how it works and how I kind of explain it in my classes, I teach a class called Zortopia every other Wednesday where I like school folks on this. How I explain it, it's an autograph form or copy of something that you're giving, or it's like an art piece that you're seeing at a gallery, right? So this art piece is at a gallery and it's a certain price and people buy it at that gallery. So it's the same kind of concept pretty much in layman's term. It's also like a vinyl, a signed vinyl from somebody, right? Or it's like streetwear. That's another way of looking at it. Like when people pay $600, $700 for a pair of sneakers, it's the same kind of idea. The whole concept to me also is like, we're putting our beliefs now into this system, right? And we're telling ourselves that this system works this way. And that's how this whole thing grows. And I mean, that's how money grew. That's how gold grew. That's how all the things grew, right?
Exactly.
And
now it's the NFT. Because I'm seeing a lot of people be like, oh, this is some hack shit, you know, like y'all are being conned. And I'm like, I get how it appears that way, because even when crypto, when it started becoming popular
back in 2017, remember, it was all over the news. It hit like $20,000 because rappers were like, you know, pay me in Bitcoin, you know, and it was just like this combo, people tweeting about it. I need my Bitcoin. And it
became
pay me in ETH. Okay. Right now we have specifics, but I think, you know, it was trendy, but there was also a lot of fear because of the volatility, you know. Then it dropped from $20,000 to like $3,000. And even me, I remember I was shitting bricks because I was like, oh, okay. All those investments. Woo. Okay. But I knew to hold, you know, and that when you watch the pattern in the charts over the years, you see that there is an up and down. And so the people that got fucked over are the ones that were fear-based and sold it because they panicked, you know. But if you just stayed steady, we win the race always, right?
Exactly.
Those of us who invested, especially after we did the episode, they're seeing insane returns.
Exactly. I mean,
Bitcoin is at like damn near $60,000 now. So if you had held, you're seeing that, you know what I mean? 300, 400 time returns on this shit that you would not see in your bank account in Wells Fargo. No shade, because that's my bank. But, you know, you just ain't going to see that. You won't see those types of returns. So it's a big risk. But I mean, I think it's also a big reward. And now we're collectively part of the illusion, because it is an illusion, the same way that money is and credit cards. We decide this little piece of plastic means that when I go to the store, I can swipe and you trust that I'm gonna pay that bill. And NFTs is really no different. You know, it's something we're agreeing, like you said, to make it exist and kind of anchor it down into this reality by us believing it, pouring into it. You're making your art, people are paying for it. You know, I'm seeing the tweets, how many artists you've inspired single-handedly that are like, hold up, she got $30,000
for a video on an NFT. Like, what?
You know? Yeah, and that music video was living on YouTube making pennies. You know what I mean? Mm. Pennies. I was, that music video, I don't know if you guys know about YouTube, but, you know, you can make some bread off of YouTube if you're getting the views. But I didn't have a marketing team. I'm, like, doing this all by myself for the most part. Mm-hmm. And so I would watch my, like my distribution send me checks for like $20. And I'd be like,
okay, hurt. Especially the money that goes into creating these things. Exactly. You're not even recouping at that point.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a huge loss. So now with this opportunity, I saw, like, I remember there was this one music video that me and my team put heavy, heavy heart into. And we didn't get paid at all for it. And it was like $20,000 apart. And then we sold it on NFT and we got our $20,000 right back.
See?
And okay. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Okay, but, so why does it make $20,000 in that space and not, what? How is it able to generate that much money in that space?
So in NFTs, there's collectors, and collectors usually purchase your pieces. So they're like the consumer. Mm-hmm. And it's very similar to going to an art gallery mm-hmm. where they have collectors of art. And so now what we're saying is that our art equates to these amounts. So mm-hmm. when you go to IE, if you go to Zora, right, you'll see all these different NFTs or art pieces in there, right? And you'll choose one and you'll see that it's priced for a reserve price. So, i.e., mine's was reserved at 1 ETH at the time. And so I put that up for 1 ETH, which equates to around $4,000. Now, somebody presses, okay, I want to pay that 1 ETH. And that begins an auction. And now the auction goes, just like you see on TV, these auctions are like, all that shit, right? Exactly. Yeah. So that's happening actually digitally now, right? And people are putting certain amounts of ETH, 2 ETH, 3 ETH, 4 ETH, 5 ETH. And you have a day of an auction. So it's like 24 hours pretty much. And
so
then
it's like ETH Bay.
Exactly. It's ETH Bay. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And look, eBay's coming. So you better hurry up and say that to eBay real quick.
As many notes as I can on this episode, okay? Teach me how.
So some people auction off and pretty much whoever is the highest bidder wins before the 24 hours. The beauty of this is a lot of people, like Fran was saying, came into this at like Bitcoin or, you know, 2017 times. So mm-hmm. they got ETH when it was low, like that's $50 when ETH was tiny. And now they're seeing how much it's worth now. Some people have crazy amounts of ETH that can buy pieces. Like, I don't know if you guys saw the Wu-Tang one, but I think that was like 100 ETH or something crazy like that.
Which is crazy. But that person probably got it for pennies. And so now it's nothing.
It's nothing. Yeah. And that's the real beauty of this thing. I also feel like it's a bit of collective consciousness going on here because everybody really needed something like this. You know, I feel like with the pandemic, we're all thinking about, one, how do we get rid of the middleman? Two, how do we pay bills? And three, how do we give our art in a different way? You know what I mean? And NFT really brought that forward for me, at least.
Yeah, and it's a redistribution of wealth, which I think is the coolest part, you know, because there are people who are pouring into this And the more that we learn and find out how to use it, you know, we're tapping into, like she said, people dropping 100 Ethereums for a fucking piece of art. And yeah, she's taking that in. And then I've seen you also split that with your team and other creatives, because you're like, we're trying to make sure everybody eats so that everybody can contribute and really kind of like gain their footing in this platform. Yeah. So Zora, is that like a gallery, like a digital gallery?
Zora is actually more than that. It's an NFT protocol, which means that one, it has a platform where you could sell your NFTs on. And then on the other side, they provide open source code so you could build your own platform on top of it. So if you guys wanted to create a podcast platform, you guys could literally post all your podcasts onto this platform and sell it. And that's the beauty of this thing. So Zora allows for autonomy. That's like the real truth to what I believe Zora wants to do. Allow folks to not just use their platform, but make your own and see how far that could go. They built, someone built a platform called Catalog on top of Zora, which is a music only platform. And now they're making artists like $1 million every month or something crazy like that.
I'm finna say
in the metaverse.
I think it was like this year alone, or like not even a year. I think in March they started and they've made $1,400,000+ out of everything just for, you know, them, their side. And we're watching like people just light up. And I know money to a lot of folks, money isn't everything, right? But like for people of color, this is revolutionary.
Yes. I mean, this is a system.
Please give me more. You know what I mean?
No, for sure. You know?
And you know what's so crazy, Fran? I actually got introduced to your work through Miriam Hasna and so, and you know, a lot of Miriam's work speaks on abundance and this idea. And when I got into this, I was like, wow, this is actually metaphysical work in process.
1,000%.
You know, because Ethereum itself is an energy. So this is energy work we're doing with. And a lot in my classes in Zoratopia, I talk to people and I'll be like, you got to come in with that energy, though. You got to come in with the energy and belief that this is going to work for you, that this is going to work out. And since then, I've seen so many artists win, and it's been crazy. I've onboarded, like, I want to say, like, 250 artists now onto NFTs. And,
wow. It's about to be 251.
Right? Come on down. But
you know, it's just awesome because I was actually going to ask you what made you choose Ethereum, or even what made you settle on like Zora, any of that. But it's funny that you connected that to like your energy work and all that, because I feel like everyone has a different draw to NFTs or the metaverse, whether it be we did an episode last week and people commented back about how they would love to purchase digital clothing because they can't find clothes that fit in real life, or even showing the people, the influencers, that wouldn't mind taking the pictures with the digital clothes because they don't actually have to keep them or anything like that. So it's funny to see all these cool draws. But I was wondering, again, how did you settle on Ethereum? Like, there's so many coins out there. Did Ethereum find you because of the energy work? It just gravitated?
Literally Ethereum found me. I did not look for it. I did not look for it. It came to me. Right. And I've definitely like seen other coins and have other coins. Like I have Tez and like different coins, but Ethereum is the one that I feel is the most stable right now. Like, and it's showing its growth the most stable. And of course, we're probably going to see different walks of it and waves of it. And I'm ready to hold because of...
Oh, listen, girl.
Listen.
People be like, what you... I'm like, that's my retirement money, okay?
Talk about it.
And not only that, but shout out to Capital SB, who is a good homie of mine, Simone, who actually just retired this week. Shout out to her. Retired at 29 because of crypto investments. We love to hear it, a Black woman. And she was saying she had a whole seminar about how you don't even have to give up your crypto assets. You can actually borrow against them, like no different than your stocks, you know.
Exactly.
So you can hold on to this Ethereum, continue to watch it grow, expand, and actually borrow against it for the things that you are looking to, you know, develop as you grow older, whatever your assets you're trying to get. So it's just like interesting shit to learn, because you're like, I can keep holding this, and it's not a hoarding, it's just like a building of your worth.
Exactly. Your, you know, that's called, your income. That's staking, if anybody ever is interested in that. That's a concept mm-hmm. called staking, where you could like hold your assets for a while, just like a bank kind of would hold your assets, but it moves way faster than a bank would.
Yeah, so I mean, that's just
a whole different world. And you know, it is scary. Yeah. But honestly, like you said, it's funny you mentioned Haas, because when I first started getting into Bitcoin and I was talking to her about it, and she was like, man, this shit's so volatile, you know, like it's crazy. But it's so, like you said, it's like a collective consciousness, like people were drawn to it, the timing of it, even why it was created, like the core value of the autonomy, the fact that it came from the recession in 2008, and someone, whoever the person is, they created this system in hopes of people running with it and really kind of beginning to untether from these more limited traditional conventional spaces of currency. So it is a lot of mental, metaphysical trust, you know, yeah. Like you believed in your work, and labels tried to make you feel differently about it, you know? And that's what I love about it, because you knew it.
You're like, I'm not. And trust me, with y'all.
There was times where I didn't know. There were times where right, I was like, honey, right. We got to like,
maybe I should.
Right, exactly. But I'm grateful for the teachings that I learned in that walk, because I feel like if I didn't hear from Miriam, if I didn't hear from like different things that I was reading or people that I connected to, I would have probably tried the label route and then felt crushed, right. You know, and there's plenty of times where I've signed something like short term and was like, why did I do this? Like, why did I do that? You know, and now I'm looking back and I'm like, wow, like I look back at my story and like how many times people invested in me, how many times like my peeps came through and filmed my pieces or did my music videos or put their effort into my songs, and I didn't have a dime to give them, and they just did it because they believed. And now I could like give back to them. That's like, it gets me emotional every time.
I get it. That ecosystem, you yeah. just feel so thankful.
Yeah. And this is real heart work. You know what I mean? I really believe that this is some real heavy heart work that we're doing here. And I'm watching labels get terrified every time they bring me up in a conversation. People are like, yo, these labels are shook, Tosh. And I'm like, good, because they've been taking the leverage from artists for too long. And that's every institution, not just music, like every right. art institution has done that to artists. And we've seen artists go through the whole, like, look at Basquiat, look at all these artists who have gone through like terrible times. And now we're like, this is for our wellness, you know?
Do you watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
I used to, but not as much anymore because I don't have time to watch TV like I used to.
Right. It's all good. Are you familiar with Carly Rae and Legacy yes. Records?
Yes, yes, I am. But not so the story. You know about...
Okay, so there is a Legacy Records, I believe, is a crypto label. And so they signed Carly Rae a $1 million deal.
Which for, is crazy, because that's some new shit. I'm like, okay.
I heard it was $16 million. Remember?
Oh, $16 million. Oh, excuse-
16
Yeah,
million.
That's what yeah. I remember being excuse like, who me. The hell had 16?
For Carly Damaria, $16
million. But you know what? But that's why I fucks with it, because look how we're like, who would give her that? But someone did. And I think that that's what this space is about. It's just like breaking what you would think.
Yeah,
makes literally. Sense. You know,
but I would
mean?
Be careful with any label. Like, I just feel like even labels in crypto spaces, I'll be careful with. Like, if you're new
all
to
the
it,
same at the end of the
yeah,
day.
Like you're still on that same
a new
structure.
System, right?
Exactly. We're trying to build new systems. Like, even when I'm talking to people, I'll be like, it's not a manager; it's a main contributor. Like somebody. Like we got to think about the language and how we got to transform this language, because that's really what capped us, right? Like the limits are in the language. So I'm constantly thinking about that and like making sure when I create like my space, I want to create an agency that gives artists agency. You know what I mean? Like, amen. That's the vision.
That's a great point that you make, Latasha, about even bringing the concept or theory of a label into this space. That's the very thing that you're running away from, mm-hmm. that antiquated way of doing things. This is a completely new system.
Right.
And so it is nonsensical then to kind of bring that process,
the same gatekeeping into
an
open source.
That don't even make no damn sense. So I know this ain't what you was trying to say, but now it makes perfect sense that Carly Rae is signed to a label. 16 million. It's all a bunch of bullshit. It makes perfect sense.
We just got to see how that breakdown goes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We got to see her contract goes.
I want her to get it.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, you know.
Yeah, we all wanted to get bread. But if that contract looked like the same contracts we've been seeing, then what's the point?
What are we doing here? Yeah.
It's just a new gatekeeping, you know.
But here's my question. When people are bidding, because Ethereum changes by the second, you know, how much it's worth, which is the volatility, quote unquote, of crypto, is that it's not a set. It's not like I give you a dollar and this is a dollar. It's like, 2 minutes later, that shit is $3.
Exactly. And
so
I love
how
that.
Does that work? Because if I lock in, let's say I buy one of your NFTs and I lock in a bid for 2 Ethereums, but then in an hour, that shit is like more than I wanted to spend. But I guess that's just the game.
That's just the game. Because like your MetaMask already got, it's already set up for ETH, right? So like whatever wallet you're using is set up for ETH. It's not set up in dollar, right? So you have to like put that amount in already to start bidding. So you can't even tell yourself, okay, I'm gonna put 20,000 and see how much ETH it is, right? You gotta like put ETH. We're playing with ETH. We're not playing with dollar. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like when you go to a video game arcade, right? And you gotta put a coin in to play the game. It's the same kind of concept. Like it don't matter what the coin is or what that worth is.
That's
now
just
in
what
dollar.
Activates it.
It's
yeah.
just, this is what activates the game. So yeah, like if you got the 2 ETH, you playing.
I don't have children, but I have a god baby. And now you have to ask yourself sometimes, do I want to set my god baby up for success? I know I do. You know, do I want to save money on private tutoring? You know, is that even in my budget for my god baby? You know, is this a big school year for my god baby? Maybe they start in kindergarten. You know, is my god baby ahead? Is my god baby being challenged enough in class? These are questions that I had to ask myself. And the way I found the answers was through IXL Learning. And IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, including my god baby, no matter the age or the personality. There's one site for all the kids in your home. Pre-K to 12th grade. Kids can use it at home on the computer or on the go through the app on your phone or your tablet. And my god baby got a tablet. I had to get one for my god baby. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. And no more trying to figure out how to explain math questions and math equations or grammar rules yourself. IXL has built-in explanations videos. And now 1 in 4 students in the United States are learning with IXL. And IXL is used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. And one of them school districts, guess who attends it? You heard it. My God baby. Now that my God baby wasn't struggling with nothing. They're very smart. But you could always use more help to round out or supplement what's being taught in school. So make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And the Friend Zone listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/friendzone. Visit IXL.com/friendzone to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Or even if like when you playing like Farmville or something on Facebook and then you get like the in-game stuff and that's like its own brand of money or whatever. Like,
exactly.
Okay, so you mentioned wallet. pretend I'm like the cousin that don't want to be involved with nothing computers, okay. Or I think I think it's all fake or the devil, like,
yeah.
But like, imagine I'm just like your talented cousin and you really trying to get me into the NFTs. Like, just walk me. Oh, and before we play this game, we are not lawyers or financial advisors. Go out and do your research. No. You know what I'm saying? We're just trying to shed light
on the state of the world.
Letting you know what the deal is.
Yes. Right. So, pretend I'm that cousin and be like, you know, cuz, you need to get you a crypto wallet and get on an exchange. Like, what does that look like? Because someone might just be hearing NFTs, and they're just like, okay,
I guess
I can go get a crypto and hold it, and maybe I could buy something with it one day, but I don't know where I'm going to buy it or keep it or any of that. Just walk me through like a quick version of what that could look like for somebody.
Quick version is go to Zortopia on Wednesdays.
Go ahead and do that.
Yeah, come through on Zortopia every other Wednesday. Next one's December 8th. But real quick, I would tell you one, if you have an iPhone or if you have like Android, download MetaMask or Rainbow Wallet. That's where you start. Then you're also going to download.
Why do you say Android like that, Latasha? If you have an iPhone or Android.
No beef with Android.
Even in the metaverse, it's the same thing.
No beef with the Android community. I respect it. There's some qualities that I appreciate about Androids. But anyway, so you would go ahead and download Rainbow Wallet or MetaMask. Make sure when you download it, you're downloading the correct one, because there are fake ones out there trying to scam you.
How do I know if it's the real one?
The real one will have a lot of likes. That's how I usually let people know. It has a lot of comments or likes. Or you could go on Twitter and just like Google MetaMask, and usually you'll get the correct link on Twitter.
Are you saying mask or mask?
Mask. Meta, M-E-T-A, mask. Yes, beautiful. M-A-S-K. Okay. That's the wallet I use the most, but Rainbow is another wallet that you guys could use as well. You will go ahead and download those two things, and then it will take you through a process. Once you go through that process, you'll like make a password, do those things. You'll also get a seed phrase. Your seed phrase is the phrase you want to hold on to for dear life, because that is the phrase that's the only way you'll get it to your money. Do not copy that. Like, do not screenshot it. Do not do any, write it on a piece of paper and put it on a wallet.
Some old school shit.
Old school.
That's what got me messed up the first time with the Bitcoin. I had all that written down somewhere and lost it. So now.
You have to like hold it on for dear life, like serious thing.
You need a Bitcoin journal. Journal.
Literally. Do not save it on your iCloud. I do not trust that. On a piece of paper that you could keep somewhere. Then after that, they'll show you your screen and it's going to look blank. It's going to look like no money's on it. There's going to be a buy, send, or swap button. You're going to press buy, and that's going to allow you to buy some Ethereum. You could decide how much Ethereum you want to buy. Right now, Ethereum's at like 4,000 a pop. So one ETH is like 4,000 and change. And
you don't have to buy the whole thing.
You don't got to buy the whole 4,000.
That's the
biggest thing. Yeah, you could buy like $100 and still get ETH.
And be good.
Exactly. And then if you want to put some art up, you'll go to a website like Zora. And as soon as you go on the website, there's a connect wallet at the corner, and that's going to connect to you're going to get MetaMask on your computer as well. So you could download.
You got to wear masks in the metaverse.
You got to wear the MetaMask. They don't want people to know, you know, this is a very anonymous, centralized place.
Yeah. Hey, if the MetaMask gives me some extra crypto, then I'm good with the MetaMask. Okay.
So you're going to go ahead and download that on your computer and then put the extension up on your like Google Chrome or your Firefox or wherever. Then you're going to sign on to Zora. You're connecting your wallet. You're going to start your profile. And then you're going to mint your first piece. Minting your first piece is just like posting on Instagram or Twitter or whatever. The only thing is you're going to pay a gas fee. Dun, dun, dun. People don't want to hear this gas fee-ish thing, but I like to think of gas fee as like, if you're in a gallery, you have to pay for a listing fee. It's the same kind of concept. So usually they run from $30 to $500, literally. Mm. It depends on how volatile the blockchain is at the moment. After that, you'll pay your gas fee, you'll mint your piece, then you'll also list your piece. And then that's the process of putting your piece up on an NFT.
See that gallery fee, that's where we're gonna lose some of the cousins of the
that's what you're gonna say. Yeah, but it's also like an investment, right? Like every time I've sold, I mean, I paid a gas back. Yeah, every right time. Back. Literally every
oh,
time.
Oh, I mean, I'm tuned in. I feel like a lot of people, when they get to that part of like converting the cash to Ethereum,
they feel like that's the scam. Like, right. Oh, I gotta pay.
And then you convert it and then you gotta pay again. They're gonna be like, all right, well, now I'm putting more money into it. But I see, like, I like that you break down that it's like a gallery fee. So again, like to early, what I was saying, it's like when you put the money on Facebook into the game, and now that's just game money that you spend on things to help you either have another life or make more jewelry or whatever you need for the game. And so this is actually just helping you to actually make more money back.
And quicker.
Especially like, you just pay at the door.
Literally at the door.
Right. It's the exactly. club fee.
Exactly. But it's also like people pay crazy amounts of money for Facebook ads, things like that. Mm. And I'm not dashing Facebook, but like, you know, you pay that amount of money.
No, yeah. I mean, I pay that in fees for when I order Uber Eats. I mean, for a sandwich, you're feeding $20 somehow. So it's like, it's just a game, you know?
Yeah. So I'm not going to cry about a $100 fee when I'm making $30K in like a day. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's just that concept. And I think it's the beauty of NFT as well, it's a mindset shift, right? Like now you're really starting to have this concept of money in a different way. You're starting to see a different value in your mind about money and yourself and your art. So yeah, that's like my little process on it. But please come to Zoratopia.
Can you say the website? The Zoratopia website.
Oh, it's not a website. Just follow me on Twitter. Twitter.com/callmeLatasha. I usually put an RSVP link. It's just a Zoom that I do. We will have a website soon, but right now,
call me Latasha, you say?
Yes, call me Latasha.
Follow you right now.
LATASHA.
Following her is the best too, because I see how successful it's been, you know, and the evolution of it, how quickly it's changing and morphing and looking, and it's like, you know, the fact that you brought music videos into it. But here's my question about intellectual property.
Let's go.
So you post your music video, I bought it. So now we own it, right? It's yours, but it's also mine now. But how does that work as far as intellectual property? Does that mean that I now own your IP?
No, you own the NFT. You do not own the IP, you just own the NFT. So what you are actually owning is the timestamp that piece ended up on the blockchain. So that is the only thing you own, unless I say you get to own something else. So that's the other part of the game. Like some artists have done something like, you can own 20% of the master of my song now if you buy my NFT. Like my friend Vierte did that. Mm. I don't do that yet because I don't want nobody owning my stuff.
It's a little edgy.
Yeah, it's a little edgy right now. But you just own that timestamp within the blockchain. That's it. You still own your copyright as a musician or artist. If you want to like sell your pieces as physicals, you could go ahead and sell it. I still put my music videos on YouTube, Spotify, all those things. And I still sell them as NFTs. And it works out great. People actually like when you're selling your things out there because they're like, oh, I own the NFT of that, you know? And it's like this exciting thing for them. So it works.
And if you, and let's say I bought your music video and I paid you $30,000, right? Or that's what it came to in Ethereum. And then I can now sell it for more, right? And because it's no different than, you know, people that buy art and then over time, it just appreciates. So it's like, that's the other benefit too, because I've seen, shout out to Capital SB, I always bring up Simone because she's just so awesome at this. I've seen her become a collector because she had the money to do that. And then she kind of just like watches as the landscape keeps shifting, and then she'll know when to sell in order to gain more than she put into it. And it's this just sort of like very, it's like stocks, you know. Yeah. I bought into some stocks 20 years ago or whatever. And now that I'm about to pull out, I've made, you know, whatever, $10,000-$20,000 extra dollars for it.
Yeah.
You know?
So the collector wins, but also the artist still wins because their creator share is built into your NFT smart contract. So,
so if I sell it for more, you get some of that.
Exactly. So like my $5 million, you know, music video right now that's on the secondary market, the person is selling it for $5 million. I'm going to get 30% of that $5 million, which is like $1 million, you know, and that's the beauty of this, you know, it's like a win-win for everybody.
Right.
Which really makes me happy. So like, you know,
that is a game changer for artists. It's all becoming clear to me the more you talk about it. That is a game changer for artists and creators, which is the appeal. Now I get it. It all just became clear to me just like that.
Yeah,
and the gallery, moving the gallery and the label out the way so that you and the who bought it get more.
Exactly. Yeah. And then the other, like Zora, the beauty of Zora, which I just want to plug my company in.
Please
the beauty
do.
Of Zora is that it's zero commission. So like we don't take any of the funds that you get. So literally, if you sell something on Zora, you make all of that income totally. And then there's large file sizes on Zora. So if you want to put a music video up, you could do that on Zora as well. And then the culture and the community is dope. Like you're going to meet some really dope artists. And I'm always retweeting all the artists who push on Zora. So
yeah. And I saw y'all hanging in New York. It was like a big group of Black women and Black people just chilling. I was like, look at this NFT community in New York. Like,
I bet you it was a nice restaurant too.
Nah, we were chilling outside in Soho. We were chilling
in Soho.
They got the money. They got the money.
That was the NFT fam photo shoot. Shout out to everybody who pulled up for that. That was amazing. We're doing it again in Miami. But this time we're going to do it yearbook style. So everybody's going to get like a professional photo taken.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
I love this. Fun. And I'm so interested to learn more. Like this really has piqued my interest. This conversation.
I'm so happy.
Far. Yeah.
I mean, you could put a script and make it an NFT, Dustin. Like
literally.
One of your freestyles.
I was thinking more like
stories that you used to do. Well, I mean,
you were thinking about what?
Sex you gotta know your worth. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know your worth.
Listen, the world is yours.
No, there is a community for that as well. There's a large community for sex work in the NFT space, and they're thriving, doing amazing things.
I know it because
that's the niggas fucking token. Niggas fucking token.
We call it, we say niggas funding themselves, but I like that better. Nah, please come through because we need diversity straight up. Mm-hmm. That's the coin right there.
This gives me hope because I've wondered how to enter this space. When I look at Bitcoin and, you know, all the altcoins, I think like, you know, like what Fran said, those seem more along the lines of trading when I initially look at those. And so then when you enter NFT into it, I'm like, oh, okay. So there is a way that I can make money here as well. I just didn't know if like, because, you know, it's like NFTs dropped. And then this year they're showing the video games where you can like buy property in these digital spaces. And I'm looking at that too, because I'm just like, I play video games. So to know that if I could own a piece of a video game and make money because other people are playing, because people are always playing. And sometimes people take franchises for the rest of their lives. Like I could make some actual bank here. So to hear in this lane how I could make some bank too, it's just like, I'm living for this. And I hope everyone listening is like, their interest is peaked and they're wondering how they can get in. And that's why I wanted to get you to give us like a quick example of how to get in on it. Cause I want someone listening to be like, let me just go and download something and try to get in on it, because everyone fits in this space somehow. So you're just showing us another way and how easy it can be for anyone to really just get started. And I appreciate
that. Yeah. And just to add on to that video game concept, that is taking over the NFT space right now.
Like
you can eat off of video game concepts within it. And then there's like esports communities that are within NFT, like shout out to Black Hand, which is one of our sponsors for Zoratopia. They like are a Black community for esports and are killing it right now and like making crazy bank. I think they made like 1 million this year off of just like gaming concepts. So like, there's so much, and then like there's so much about the space that I love. So there's like, there's also more. There's more, always more. There's also DAO communities, right? So a DAO is a decentralized organization, pretty much, that it centers around some idea that comes together, right? So I'm a part of a DAO called Her Story DAO. And it's a collector's DAO that only focuses on purchasing Black women's NFTs. So we only buy art from Black women in the space, and we really focus on prioritizing them because we want to preserve their art. You know how white people have taken Black art and done the things and blah, blah, blah. So now we're trying to figure out how to preserve that within NFT. And that has been beautiful because now I own parts of NFTs. You know what I mean? And then there's also, there's also Party DAO, where you guys could come together as a community. We could all put our bank together and buy an NFT together.
Oh, so, I love that.
Yeah. So that's how one of my pieces actually ended up at 30K. A Party DAO was going against a whale, which is a person with a lot of teeth. And it was just like competing.
I know you were sitting there watching it. Like,
I was crying. It was just like in tears that day. Like, I was on a Twitter space because like we use Twitter space to promote a lot. And I was just like, I couldn't even talk anymore. I was crying so hard
because
the community just kept coming back with another. It was like 5 ETH, 6 ETH. And I was like, oh my God, what's happening? I was panicking. But it was,
and it's
like,
good for everybody when that happens. Exactly. It just like pushes the ceiling of what's possible.
Exactly. And then you could offer the community something, right? Like, if they would have won, I would have got them like a private concert where I would have just performed for them. You know what I mean? That's like things that you could do. But we also, I don't know if you guys heard about the CryptoPunks and all of that stuff. We also like collected a CryptoPunk together through Party DAO. It was called Crypto Cookout, where all the, like most of the Black community came together and some allies came together, and we bought a CryptoPunk, a POC CryptoPunk together. And now I own 2 CryptoPunks, and that's my
That ain't human trafficking.
No.
Wait, buying crypto punks, ain't that like
people? No, no.
Can you break down what a crypto punk
is? So a crypto punk is like a collectible that it was one of the first NFT collectibles that came into the surface. They used to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's like a piece. It's like an art piece.
I thought it was a, you know.
No. They used to be free. They actually were free when they started, and now they're worth millions of dollars. So like, if you if you look at Jay-Z's Twitter handle, that's
a CryptoPunk. And
you know what, that's been the interesting part too, to see everyone's Twitter handles. Like, now I'll know who's in NFTs and just in that metaverse because their handle will be whatever they bought. You know,
everybody's gonna have one. I
it's
promise
so
you.
Interesting to see how that's changed Twitter and just like avatars. You know,
I'm coming.
Okay, I'm on the way.
I'm coming.
What's the we said? Let's go.
Let's go. You know, but also
the music sound like crypto. Go ahead.
But it's also, be careful with that, because there's also a lot of anonymous cats in this space. So we have our triggers in this space as well, where there's a lot of anonymous cats who pose like they're Black people in the space.
Of course,
anonymous.
You know that was coming.
Yeah. We've definitely witnessed
the pitfall of AI.
Yeah, we definitely witnessed it. We've definitely witnessed lots of racism too. We're still in a system that, you know, we're trying to, you know, work through. So the work, although for me, is just bringing more of us in. More people of color, more Black folk, more women. That is my work every day. More LGBTQIA folk. Mm-hmm. That is where I'm at. Because
that's where, like, I be at too.
I mean, that's where the future is.
That's where
the future is. And the way we see shit, the way that we've always seen shit, the way queer folks see shit is the future. Yep. And we need to get ready for that and stop playing. And these white folks are scared. Don't worry, they scared.
Of course.
Yeah, today they had a group.
Distribution is scary, you know, when you're used to being on top.
Today they had a Twitter space. These white people had a Twitter space like, there are too many black women.
I saw that. I saw earlier today.
Y'all like got them shaking morning. In their Teva sandals.
I was cracking up. I was like, good, you scared. Good. I mean, whatever. But there is so much beauty happening though in this space.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely a testimony of that. I'm very grateful to be able to share that story and spread the knowledge of this, because this is life changing, like straight up. I really is. Like, I went through life, you guys know, and I'm sure all of y'all went through life. Mm-hmm. And now I feel just really like unlimited. I'm making a freaking festival at Art Basel, and I made that in 2 weeks. Like, I made 100.
Yes.
And how many people were so like excited about you? To me, that's the best part. Like, they're just excited about what you represent, what you're doing, what's happening. They're watching it unfold in real time. And like you said, you feel unlimited, but I think you're also reminding people and granting them permission that like they can also feel unlimited.
And that's what I want for us. That's what I want for my people. I want us to feel, you know, we've had mindsets that have capped us for too long, mm-hmm. you know, and with the pandemic, I just felt a shift coming when the pandemic hit. I was like, okay, God gonna work it out. And, you know, mm-hmm. our highest source gonna work it out. Because there's no other way for us to keep feeling this cap in life. You know, we have to start transforming our minds to see the boundlessness that we have. And I really mm-hmm. believe that this is like the beginning. This is just the beginning.
Oh yeah. This is the tip of the iceberg, which is what's so exciting that we caught you now. I was telling the guys actually before you popped on screen, like, you know, while we might be a little late, but we're just on time as far as like putting this information out, you know, because people are curious. They want to know how to do it. They want to jump in, especially the creatives that follow and listen to us. So they're like, what do I need to do to get my work out there? And the innovation that you're presenting too, you know, with being the first person to be like, hold up. So if we have this NFT, like you said, it's a box to put in things. Can I put a music video in it? And then you did it. And it just like, now that's the thing. Like now I'm seeing artists with their, you know, minting their music videos and it's doing well. Even my own friend, I saw that you worked with Jesse Boykins the
third. Yay, Jesse. He's actually performing at Zortopia at Art Basel too. Yeah.
And I mean, that's one of my best friends. So when I saw him and the two of you were connecting and I saw it happening in real time, I was like, look at this shit. This is crazy. You know, like I know what he's been through in his career in a similar vein as you, where it's like just labels constantly making you feel that your vision is not what it is.
Exactly.
You know? And so I love this because you can just do it your way. And then it's, you're seeing money that like, you're just like, are you kidding? How is this real? How is this real?
And we get to reinvest it right back mm-hmm. into right. like that's the work it. That, yeah, you get to reinvest it right back into your art or whatever you want to create now. Like now I see like next year I could make my own MTV if I really wanted to, you know what I mean?
That's
and
fun.
Like, that's the next wave, right? Like, yeah I want to do music and do the things obviously, but like, we need to make spaces for us. And that's what the heart work is too, to make spaces where people feel safe in. And I'm ready for that. So yeah, I'm excited.
Natasha.
Right. Nah, this is such a great combo.
You're doing the Lord's work. The higher you went to the higher source and you brought us the higher source
code.
But I also want y'all to know, like, this code is out there for all of y'all. Like, if you guys really want it and believe in it, and not to make y'all be like on like NFT or savior, but like, you know,
no, but it's just it's a wave,
exactly.
Yeah, that we shouldn't miss. You know, we've missed so many things because we didn't have access, we didn't have resources, or they were purposely kept away from us. So,
yeah, this is the new internet, y'all. This is the new internet.
Web 3.0.
Web 3.0, we here.
And then especially after missing that, you know, big Bitcoin bubble, I felt like, you know, we're still getting used to the concept of introducing new concepts or introducing permissions. And I feel like that's why I want to keep having these conversations until people are like, oh, like the way Dustin was like, oh, I get it now. Boom. And I'm about to get up on here and make some money.
Yeah,
I want all of us.
Hell, angels sing.
I want everybody out there listening at some point or another, whether it be today, whether it was yesterday or sometime next year, I just want us to get tapped in. So when Web 3.0 is fully developed, we run in them spaces. It's not like
exactly.
We're
going to die.
This is the Friend Zone.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable, but the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Exactly. We in these
spaces.
At that
time, we on 5.0. Shit.
Exactly. Right. We already there. But, you know, there are a lot of beautiful, like, Black folk pushing this. Shout out to, like, my homie Sersu, Amir, who's out here. Ja, my partner, is pushing it. There's a lot of people in here. Women like Abby. If you guys just go on my Twitter, you'll see all of us. I'm pushing for us always. So, you know, if you guys ever need help, feel free to DM me. I'm, you know, it might take a little while because I got like 100 DMs literally backlogged. But
when Zoratopia, your weekly, you said it's every other week.
The next one's December 8th. But if you're in Miami, we have one the 3rd. So come through.
I'm going to just come up in your spaces acting ghetto. And she's going to go, oh, okay, that's my ghetto cousin. I got to teach him crypto right quick. But yeah, you did our show once. So I just need to know, I got the rainbow wallet and I need it to be green or blue or whatever the color the money is today.
I love it. Please do. Please come through. We need all that energy. And we just, you know, we have really beautiful communities that support each other too. So when y'all pull up and with your questions, my homies are going to answer questions for you. And it's just like that. It's a vibe. So yeah, don't even stress that.
I'm ready to make this motherfucking money.
That's right. Let's make this motherfucking money.
How can I wait?
I'm here for you. I can't wait for y'all. I'm so excited. And you know,
and congratulations to you, Latasha.
Yes,
congratulations
for real.
For being so
heart-centered, because this is a business model that you've been pushing and helping innovate, but you've kept it integrity-based and heart-centered, which is a different thing too for us in business. You know, that's not the core value of business. So it's beautiful to see that unfold. So we're super thankful
that means
you would come on here.
Yes.
Thank you.
What happens when we're spearheading shit. I mean, that's just the reality.
Yeah, I'm so grateful. I always love this podcast. So it's so beautiful to be here and just share this wisdom with y'all. And I'm hyped for the future, man. I'm so hyped.
Thank you. So what's next with what? I know that's hard to even ask because it's like you don't even know a lot of times. It's just unfolding by the day, you know? But like, what are some things that you see yourself like creating and really pushing for now that this space is evolving?
Yeah, well, I'm going to definitely be making an NFT music collectible coming really soon with this collection of verses with beats, and then you can make your own kind of vibe.
Oh, that's sick.
And then I'm going to be working on this platform that we've been talking about, this music video platform, because I really feel like music video is next. So just think about that. If you're a collector, get the music videos now. And then I'll be working on Zoratopia, really trying to tour it. That's the real vision, to, you know, make it IRL and in real life and allow people to really see this process in real time, because I think there's a different connection when it's one-to-one and you get to really like vibe with it. So hopefully a tour next year. Just keeping on and continuing to work with Zora and my music. That's it.
Any last questions y'all have before Latasha gets out of here, y'all?
Let me hold a dollar.
Got you. Get your MetaMask. I'll send you a dollar. That's the problem. And ETH. If you take ETH, I'll send you a dollar. No stress.
Okay, so random question.
Yeah.
If you could onboard any random artist, celebrity, artist, it doesn't have to be music, any sort of person, if you could onboard them right now, who would you want and how much would you sell a piece of their work for?
Ooh, good question.
That's too broad.
Only reason why, because I've been pushing K Trinada to come through to this space.
Oh, goodness.
That'd be like sold immediately.
Okay, we coming.
I'm buying.
K Trinada, and holler at me when you're ready. Okay. Also bring me a beat. But like, you know, I would love to get K Trinada in the space. That's somebody I'm gunning for real big time. But yeah, that's my dream right now. I mean, we working on some big things coming up very soon. I can't say, but just be on the lookout for some big launches.
We love to hear it. Are people from the industry like running towards you now? Because you know how that always happens where they're like, girl, put me on.
All the people
where it's almost like a power dynamic shift now. It's a little shift happening.
All the people who's egging me is all in my DMs. Don't worry, I see y'all. What's up, Tosh? I don't know you, man.
That's right. That's right.
Nah, I mean, I'm kind. I try to keep it humble and support everybody, even if they was, you know, not nice to me in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, but just do the other people first and you get them if you get around.
You see the vibe. Yeah. Nah, you know, I support everybody, but you know, I definitely peep game on who's like a little funny style. But you know, the beauty also, real quick, the beauty of this space though, the people who be funny game can't last. They never last in the space long. Mm. They be coming in, try to get a cash grab and just dip. Like, and it never works out for them well enough because they're not truly community oriented or heart focused, you know?
Right.
So when you come into
the core value of the space.
Exactly. Yeah. When you come into the space, you gotta be on community. You gotta be on heart, you know? So yeah, I just let the universe do the work, or the metaverse, like you say.
Have labels hit you trying to be like, hey, let's reel you back in.
The new cute shit is like more like crypto labels are like, hey, I want to sign with my crypto label. And I'm like, don't you hear what I talk about all the time? Like, the labels are scared. They're not going to come to me right now. But distributions have been coming to me on teaching them how to like figure this out through distribution. And I'm still trying to figure if I want to.
Like, how would that even work? Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure how I could make that work. I don't know if it will.
How many millions of dollars you gonna charge them to give them the keys to the kingdom like that? That information is priceless. So if they want that from you,
it's not even in millions anymore. It's in ETH now.
Yeah,
I want my ETH,
and I want a million of them. You know what I'm saying? Rich.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? That's what we talk about here. It's big ETH that we talk about here now.
I got you fucked up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm not playing around no more. Like, if they want this information, they're going to have to pay because they got the money to pay. But if the community wants the information and are really showing up, it's free. And I'm always giving that to the community first. That's where my heart is. And I know how hard it is for artists right now. And I just want to like support them as much as I can.
That's incredible work you're doing, Latasha.
Thank you so much.
This is an incredible episode. And I think even just like I said earlier, ending on this note to me feels so good because it's so limitless, you know? It's like people can go now on their break, which hopefully they have a little more time to think this over, do some research, obviously protect yourself. Cause like Latasha said, this is a relatively new industry that's unfolding and there's a lot of mess in it too. You know, with Bitcoin, people hacking wallets.
Yeah.
You know,
please don't touch no links.
Touch no links
that are spicy looking. Don't touch.
Right. I have exchanges that will email me like, oh, you need to re-sign in because your coin something. And I just won't even look at it. I just delete it. So it's just not even in my energy field. Like, I'm like, I don't play games like that, you know, because it's true. People are trying to which is really no different. I mean, we get scammed with our credit cards. We get scammed being in your ATM machine. And now they just found a digital way to do that. So really do your research. Careful what you click. Like she said, if you download an app, pay attention to the comments and the likes and which app. Do your research. Go on Twitter. Honestly, Twitter is so valuable. That's where I learned so much about crypto through Zion and Simone. Even just typing in what you're looking for in the browser, it's like the Google for me. You know, it's Google for me. I'll put it into the browser on Twitter and see what people are saying about apps, about sites, about coins. And that's really the best way to learn is from your own community and your own peers.
Literally that. The community, I would trust the community more than anybody.
More, right. Than like a random blog post because you don't even know who wrote it and why.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, so thank you.
Thank you so much. I hope this relieves some of the pressure for some of our listeners out there. And again, as we said, y'all don't have to buy a whole ETH. You can just do what you feel comfortable with.
Put in a
dollar. Just buy a little bit.
Just take half.
Just see, watch some magic happen. Watch some magic happen and, you know, get that feeling. LaTosha, I am so happy that you have been able to, like, reinvent yourself and that you're out here sharing.
Amen.
And, like, just expanding and showing us limitlessness and sharing that we can be limitless, too. So I appreciate you, girl.
I appreciate y'all for, you know, just... the support and love, and I definitely feel like this is a rebirth right here, so I'm just so grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, LaTosha. Amen. See you in class.
See you guys in class.
And we'll keep watching as you keep growing and innovating. We'll definitely be supporting in any way that we can, and you have this platform, you know, like, we're here whenever you want to share anything. Just hit us up. Anything you want to teach, anything you want to even, like, you know, we'll mention when you do have work that's out there circulating, so people can start throwing their Ethereums towards you too. You know, you got to get started. Exactly. And you know, that's the best way to get your feet wet with your own community. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
keep it in the family. So we're thankful. Thank you for taking the time out. Good luck at Art Basel. Like,
thank you.
We'll be watching. That's so dope and innovative. Tell Jesse I said hi.
Yes. I will.
And we thank you. And thank you to those of you listening. As always, we love you so much. And we hope that this was helpful, that this was exciting. And those of you that tap in, we hope it is fruitful, and we will catch you guys next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.
That's right.
Bye.
Bitch better have my ETH.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.